Minutes of the regular Planning and Zoning Commission meeting of November 13th, 2017. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
I make the motion to approve the minutes.
Thank you, Commissioner Dunnigan. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Rockamore. Is there any discussion or corrections to the minutes?
I'd like the record to reflect that I had an excused absence during that.
Okay.
I wasn't here at the last one.
No.
But he did call in, so that's excused. Is there anything else? Any discussions, corrections? All right, please enter your vote now.
Can we actually do the roll call once more? I believe you missed your insert. This is for the roll call.
You want us to do it again?
Yes, you didn't do it the first time.
Oh, I did. I guess it didn't hit hard enough. Okay.
We leave on that?
All right, we are good to go.
Okay, thank you. All righty, please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. 5.1, consideration to approve final plat of On the Go, a subdivision of 3.6255 acres of land situated in the Chauncey Goodrich Survey, abstract number 311, City of Tomball, Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have a report, please?
The first plat on the agenda tonight is the final plat of On the Go, located on the southwest corner of 2920 and Tricol Road. It is zoned commercial. One lot is being created of 3.6255 acres. This is the first page of the plat that's been submitted for our approval. And community development recommends approval with no contingencies.
Thank you. All right, is there a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there a second, please?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Benson. Is there any discussion or questions? Hearing none, please enter your vote.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. 5.2, consideration to approve final plat of Maple Group, a subdivision of 26.0384 acres of land situated in the CMP lot, survey abstract number 632, City of Tomball, Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have a report, please?
The next plat on the agenda is Maple Group, the final plat. It's located on the northeast corner of Holdereth and 249. It's zoned planned development. One reserve is being created of 26.0380 acres. This is a copy of the plat that has been submitted for our approval. And community development recommends approval with the following contingencies: correct the legal description on page one, update the plat date, pay the correct fees, provide tax certificates, set iron rods, and fix the typos.
Thank you. Is there a motion to approve with contingencies?
Motion to approve with contingencies.
Thank you, Commissioner Benson. Is there a second?
Second. Sorry.
Thank you, Commissioner Rockmore. Is there any discussion or questions regarding the plat? Seeing none, please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. 5.3, consideration to approve final plat of Sabaroff Lots, a replat of lots 17, 18, and 19 in block 85 into new lots 17 and 18 in block 85 of revised map of Tomball, an addition in Harris County, Texas, according to the map or plat thereof recorded in volume 4, page 25 of the map records of Harris County, Texas. Said block 85 lying in the Ralph Hubbard survey, A385. Staff, could we have a report, please?
The next plat on the agenda is Sabarov Lots, a replat, northwest corner of Willow Street and Moore Street. It is zoned SF6. Two lots are being created with a total acreage of 0.2410 acres. This is a copy of the plat that's been submitted for our review. and Community Development recommends approval with no contingencies.
Thank you. Is there a motion to approve?
I'll make the motion to approve.
Thank you, Commissioner Dunnigan. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there any discussion or questions regarding the plat? Seeing none, please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. 5.4, consideration to approve final plat of Tice Road Warehouses, a subdivision of 3.0046 acres, being a replat of Outlot 195 of Tomball Town Site, recorded in Volume 2, page 65, Harris County Map Records, situated in the Pruitt Survey, abstract number 629, City of Tomball, Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have a report, please?
The Tice Road Warehouses is a replat located on the north side of Tice and west of Cherry Street. It is zoned commercial. Two lots are being created of 3.0046 acres. This is a copy of the plat that was submitted for our review. And we recommend with approval with the following contingencies: to clarify the legal area discrepancy between the plat and title report, and update the plat date.
Thank you. Okay, is there a motion to approve with contingencies?
Motion to approve with contingencies.
Thank you, Commissioner Benson. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Rockamore. Is there any discussion or questions regarding the plat? Seeing none, please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. 5.5. Consideration to approve zoning case P17-0131. Request by Marie Reynolds to amend Chapter 50 zoning of the Tomball Code of Ordinances by rezoning approximately 0.35 acres of land legally described as Tract 6, Block 2, Hirschville Farms, Section 1, located within the City of Tomball, Harris County, Texas, generally located south of Hirschville Road between 249 and High Meadow Road, from the Agricultural District to the Commercial District. Staff, could we have a presentation, please?
Thank you. This is an image showing the property highlighted in red. This is an image of the subject site. It's currently used as a single-family residence. It's not much background here. We've been in discussions with a representative of the property owner for a while now, and they expressed the applicant's desire for the property to be commercial. The property is currently zoned agricultural. Surrounding properties are zoned general retail to the north, ag to the south, and planned development 5, which is Bro Machine Works, to the east. The comprehensive plan future land use map designates the property and all surrounding properties as commercial. According to the comp plan, this is where retail sales and service activities should occur. It also is assumed that steady traffic flow should come on these sites that are designated commercial. We do believe that this request is in conformance with the future land use map. The applicant is requesting a commercial district classification, which according to the district regulations should have convenient access to major thoroughfares such as 249, and again the steady traffic flow could be accommodated by the 249 access. The adjacent land uses in the area include Bro Machine Works and a supply company. I believe it's a mobile home supply company. And I think it's important to note that there are no other single family residences on the street. We did receive one public comment form in support of the case, and city staff does recommend approval. We believe the request meets the goals of the comprehensive plan. It's in conformance with the future land use map. It's appropriate with the surrounding land uses in the area, and it's generally appropriate with the zoning districts in the area. And a representative for the property owner and the applicant is here to address the commission.
Okay, thank you. Will the applicant please come forward to present your case and state your name and address for the record?
Good evening, my name is Lisa McDonald. My physical address is 42906 O'Neill Lane, Magnolia, Texas. I'm a realtor. My colleague, who is actually handling this is out of town, so I'm filling in for her. This property is, feeder road basically runs right up next to her backyard. If she had a driveway that came out of her backyard, she could be on to 249 like that. So they are requesting that the property be zoned as commercial because they would like to sell it as a commercial property. And that's all I have to say.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The public hearing on zoning case P-17-0131 is now called to order. Let the record show the time is now 6:12 p.m. Is there anyone who'd like to speak regarding this request? You'll have 3 minutes to speak. Please state your name and address for the record.
I believe we have a letter for Debbie Allison to speak.
This is 5.5.
That's fine. We can always come back.
Pardon me?
You want to speak on the next item?
Yeah. It's the next item. Okay. Okay. Yeah, it's 5.6. Okay. All right. Thank you. Is there anybody else who might like to speak regarding this, please? Come up and state your name and address for the record. Okay. You don't have anybody else?
No.
Okay. Seeing as there's no additional comments, the public hearing is now closed. The time is now 6:13 p.m. Is there a motion to approve zoning case P-17-0131?
Motion to approve.
Thank you, Commissioner Rockmore. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there any discussion or questions regarding this request? I just have one of staff. I noticed that, yes, the comprehensive plan states the area should be commercial, but in reality on the zoning map, everything around it is general retail. Is there a reason the applicant did not want to go for general retail, or is there a reason?
I don't know that. I think that'd be a question for the applicant.
Hi, would you like to step up? Do you know if there's a reason why she did not want to do general retail?
To be honest with you, I do not have that answer. Okay. I believe originally when we were speaking of it, there were so many different things mm-hmm. to choose from. We chose this one, just okay. probably out of not knowing. Mm-hmm. But, I just don't have that answer. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Appreciate that. Is there a reason staff didn't recommend that they consider general retail instead of commercial?
It can be a consideration, sure. With the commercial district being the more intense district, they can always, as we advertise for commercial, they can always go to the less intense one, general mm-hmm. retail. Mm-hmm. If we would have advertised for general retail, which they didn't request general retail, they requested commercial, mm-hmm. we'd have to re-notify and go through the process again.
Okay. Does anybody have any thoughts? Less intense use recommendation. Ben, Mr. Benson.
No.
Okay. All right. There's no other discussion. Please enter your vote now.
Motion carries 4-1.
Thank you. That's where we are. Consideration to approve zoning case P-17-0137, request by Lance Langenhoven to amend Chapter 50, zoning of the Tomball Code of Ordinances by rezoning approximately 5.8588 acres of land legally described as Block 60, Lot 61, Block 1, abandoned animal rescue replat within the city of Tomball, Harris County, Texas, generally located on the north side of East Hudsmith at Hospital Road, from the agricultural district to the commercial district. Staff, could we have a presentation, please?
Okay, this is an aerial image showing the property outlined in red. This is an image of the subject site. It's currently being used as abandoned animal rescue. We met with the applicant back in October to discuss options for the property. The applicant expressed the desire to use the existing building as kind of an office, which is allowed by right as the abandoned animal rescue land use is a legal non-conforming use. Mm-hmm. However, he also wanted to do kind of boat and RV storage in the remaining acreage that's not being used right now, so a rezoning is required. The property is zoned ag. Surrounding properties are single family 20 to the northeast and west, and agricultural to the south. The future land use map designates the property as rural residential. Surrounding properties are designated either rural, low density, or medium density residential. It's the intent of the rural residential designation for a rural lifestyle with no commercial or industrial development. Land uses in the area include some single family residences and a lot of undeveloped property. Staff does believe that the commercial zoning district land uses that are allowed in that district may be too intense for this area. And I wanted to also mention some goals of the comprehensive plan, which discuss protecting the existing residential areas in town and also preserving the rural land that's still in town. We received a lot of public comment forms that were in your packets. I think I counted 11 in support and one in opposition. And staff does recommend denial for this case. It does not meet the goals of the comprehensive plan. It's not in conformance with the future land use map. It's not appropriate with the surrounding land use in the area, and it's not appropriate with the surrounding zoning districts in the area. The applicant is here to address the commission.
Thank you. Will the applicant please step forward, present your case, state your name and address for the record, please?
My name is Lance Langenhoven. I live in the Woodlands. Do you need the actual street address?
Yes, we need your address.
70 West Summer Storm Circle, The Woodlands, Texas.
Thank you.
Well, good evening, everybody. Firstly, I guess I'm surprised that I have to request a zoning change because this actual property has been in commercial use since I spoke to Mrs. Owens. She's the neighbor to the east, and she grew up in the home to the east, and she's known that property all her life. And she said it's never been in use as a residence. It's been a retail resale shop. It's been a potato chip factory. And now it's abandoned animal rescue. So just from the word go, it's actually never been a residence. When I looked at the Tomball sort of city maps, I noticed that East Hudsmith is actually designated as a major arterial road, sort of on the north side of Tomball. And the southern equivalent is the Medical Complex Drive. And then there's obviously you've got 2920 running through town. So as a major arterial road, typically, you know, they're not meant for houses because, you know, no one wants to live next to a major arterial because of the traffic. So, but be that as it may, you know, the adjustment that I wanted to make to the property was really not changing anything that anyone can see. On the front, when you drive past it, you see the abandoned animal rescue buildings, which have been commercial all their life. And I just wanted to really clean them up, remodel the interior, paint the exterior, and make that property look really great. I mean, you know, Abandoned Animal Rescue is a charity, and I mean, they do very well for their pets, but they just don't have the funds to, you know, to make the property look beautiful, which I intend to do. So from the street view, it'll just be improvement. Now, on the west side of the building, my intention was there's a 30-foot width, and I wanted to put an access road to the back 5 acres down that 30-foot width. And that access drive is about 280 feet long. And at the end of that, where the 5 acres connect to that sort of front piece, In fact, I don't know if you want to put the property on the... Did you bring my documents that I that I sent? Are they on there as well?
They are not on here. They're in their hands.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay, so you've got... So the back access, I wanted to put a electronic gate access to the back part of the property where the boat and RVs is planned. But that driveway at the from East Huffsmith all the way up to the access to the back, you know, I'm planning on making that very, you know, landscaped with trees and plants so that it looks kind of like a driveway to basically a home equivalent. And I actually have a similar property in Conroe that has a similar type of access to the back where I also have boat and RV storage. And I included a photograph, which I'm not sure if you guys have it there, which shows that driveway and how pretty that looks going into the back. And that's actually a much shorter driveway. That's about 225 feet driveway, whereas this one's a 280-foot driveway. So from the road, I doubt if anyone's even going to know there's a commercial business at the back that does boat and RV, because what they'll see is just a driveway, plants, trees, and at the speed they're driving down East Huffsmith, I doubt anyone's going to even notice there's an electronic access gate at the back. So that's kind of just the visual aspect of the property. Now, I went around to all the neighbors, and every single one of the neighbors that I met have signed a support for this proposal because, you know, they could see that I wasn't having an adverse impact on the neighborhood. They could see that basically it would get improved from what it is right now. And so I think the neighbors that have signed represent 14 of the tracts. I know you said it's 11 people, but they represent 14 of the tracts immediately surrounding the property. In fact, I have one of the neighbors, Mr. Amadeo Valadez. He's right across from the property. He's come along because he's in support of the change, and he has one of the biggest properties in the area. So thanks for coming. Let me see, what else? Okay, I saw that one of the dissenting votes from somebody was from a gentleman that said the lighting was going to be an issue. So I actually, you know, included a lighting plan to show everybody that actually the lighting should be the least of your concerns, because the way I've designed it is the buildings face each other and the lights actually are full cutoff lights facing, basically what that means, they face downwards and just produce a small pool of light, and they're actually, you know, not visible from the street because they'll be building to building, not facing outwards. And if you look at where the property is located, to the north, there's a very narrow strip of land, and then there's the Harris County drainage ditch. So really, to the north, nobody's going to be affected by the light. By the way, the applicant that complained about the potential light disturbance, pollution, is 1,500 feet away. He's not even close to this property, so he's definitely not going to be affected at all. I don't actually know why he put in the objection. But going on to the west of this property, there's a small 2.2 acres piece of land, and then the drainage, Harris County drainage ditch as well. That 2.2 acres doesn't even have any access to any road, so there's no neighbor there that can be offended. To the west of the property is a right-of-way for Neal Street. There's no building on that because, you know, Tomball owns that. And on the west side of the property is where my proposed detention pond will be. So there's such a long distance between any potential neighbor. And in any case, the neighbor to the west is in full support of the project. So there's nobody there. To the south of the property, there is that, you can see it on there, there's sort of a cleared piece of land. Now, that neighbor should not be offended by any light pollution because you've recommended him to build a tennis court there, which has way flashier lights than we would ever have. And in fact, next to that, Tomball's approved a baseball court, which if you drive by there, you'll see they've got lights pointing in all directions, and they don't have any full cutoff like we're proposing, and they're like 30 feet high as well, whereas ours will be probably 8 to 10 feet high, shining down. So I don't think the lighting is should really be a concern to anybody. The other point I'd like to make is just up the road, the City of Tomball's already approved somebody with a similar use, commercial boat and RV storage within the city. So I think, you know, if that one was approved, I don't really see why this one should not also be approved. It's less than a mile away, just up East Huffsmith on the south side of East Huffsmith. I think that was what I wanted to say to you gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Any questions?
We'll call you back up when we have our discussion.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It. Okay. The public hearing on zoning case P17-0137 is now called to order. Let the record show the time is now 6:27. Is there anybody that would like to speak regarding this request? You'll have 3 minutes to speak. Please state your name and address for the record.
Come on up, Debbie.
Good evening. My name's Debbie Allison. I'm the director for Abandoned Animal Rescue. And Lance is proposing to purchase our property. And I'm in support of that, obviously.
What's your address?
My address is 1303 Lamborn Circle, Spring, Texas, 77379. It's not Tomball. But as far as what he wants to do with the property, it seems to me like it would be benefiting the area that you're saying is residential because it is the boat and RV storage, so it would be benefiting those people. It's going to be much more quiet than we've ever been, and so I think it'll be a nicer environment for the people that do live there. Most of Huffsmith is, when you go down Huffsmith, you do see it's more commercial than single-family homes. There's also a bed and breakfast down the way. There's different things along Huffsmith that's opening up. It looks, and especially with Huffsmith becoming more of a busy street, I think you're going to see more of that coming along. But it might benefit the people in the area for that storage facility. And also you'd be getting taxes from him, whereas you haven't been getting taxes from us because we are a nonprofit and non-taxable. So I'm in support of him purchasing our land. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Is there anybody else who would like to speak? If so, please come up, state your name and your address, please.
Amadeo Valadez, and I live on 510 East Huffsmith. I'm kind of directly across from there, and I've been there like 29 years. Mm-hmm. And as far as I know, it's like Lance says, it's always been commercial. We had more plumbing supply and then the dock place and different things. And in fact, I owned an appliance repair business and I operated directly across at one time in my barn. But people kept bugging me at my house with my kids. So I at one time thought of buying that property there to put my appliance repair business there. And so as far as I knew, you know, to me, it's always been commercial, and at one time, my property there was kind of zoned commercial or residential, and somewhere along the road, it got transferred back to residential. I don't remember when, but I know it was commercial and residential before, so that's why when I had my business there, nobody ever told me otherwise, and like I said, they have, like Lance says, they have that baseball field over there, and they were going to put the tennis courts and things like that. So I'm in favor of Lance. And in fact, they were thinking, I'm not sure what the city has decided. They were supposed to widen that road. And once they widen that road, like even me as a residential, I really don't want to live there anymore. You know, if they widen that road, my wife and I says we want to move somewhere else where there's not that much traffic going through there. So I would concur with Lance that that area should be commercial.
Okay. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Mike Ott. I live at 16840 Krug Road, K-R-U-G, Tomball, 77377. And I'd just like to attest to the character of Lance Langenhove. I've known him since 2006, but I don't know most of you and you don't know me. Let me tell you a little about myself. I moved to my business into Tomball in 1987 and started buying commercial property at that time along with running my business. So I now own 10 pieces of commercial property either in or very close to Tomball and ETJ. And when I bought this building on Main Street, 308 West Main, right next door to Team, put my wife in there in the promotional products business, which put me in the promotional products business, which got me into networking business, and that's where I met Lance in 2006. And we became very close, and the more I got to know him, the more I liked him. And I followed a lot of his projects, and I've watched him as a father, I watched him as a Christian, I watched him as a husband, and watched him as a citizen, and he's just an amazing guy. It would be a real asset to Tomball to have him as a businessman doing business in Tomball. And this project, I know that he will start it and finish it, and it'll be very professional. The city will be happy with it, the neighbors will be happy with it, and he'll do well as a businessman along those ways. But I started off on me. I became very active in the city in 2005. I joined the chamber, got onto the board of directors, served for 3 years, joined the local emergency planning committee, still serve there under Chief Parr. And one of my projects was to start this organization called Be Tomball Ready, where we bring a speaker into the city every month, talks about disaster preparedness. So we kind of educate the community on how to prepare for, survive, and recover from disasters. And the point of all of this is that I really care for this community, and I really like and respect Lance Langenhove, and I think he will be good for this community, and I'd like to see his project get approved. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak regarding this request? Okay, seeing as there's no one else to speak, the public hearing is now closed. The time is now 6:34. May I have a motion to approve zoning case P17-0137?
Move to approve.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Rockamore. Is there any discussion or questions?
I have some questions. I'd like to
The applicant? Thank you.
On your road that you were thinking of putting in, is it going to be straight across from hospital, or is it going to be to the west of hospital?
It's going to be to the west of to the west of hospital.
And so, without the road widening, how are you going to turn vehicles into your driveway?
Well, I'd have to get an access onto East Huffsmith.
No, I'm saying on East Huffsmith. How are you going to turn them in on East Huffsmith? I don't know how you're going to do that. Big motorhomes and things like that.
Well,
travel trailers and stuff like that, because the road right now, you can't turn left or right off of it with a trailer.
Well, on the property that I have in Conroe, the road is no wider than this, and they turn in no problem.
So it's a wider driveway?
It's the same. It's the same. I mean, they're not that big. They're not 18-wheelers.
No, sir, they're not 18-wheelers, but I pull up. I just know how hard it is to pull a trailer in.
Yeah.
And you can't do it. You can't even now. If you pull in on the hospital, you have to go all the way across into the other lane to turn in, to go down East Huff Smith. And I just don't see how you can do it, especially if, like you said, if you're making it a major artery. with the traffic.
Well, my access at the one that I have right now is called Capitol Hill Storage. Is my driveway is not even 30 foot wide there. It's a narrow driveway. And they're coming off Capitol Hill Road, which is a very narrow road. It's not a secondary road or anything like that. It's a small road. And you can come up, I'll invite you, you can come up with me and see how they do it, because they're doing it in there every single day.
They're better than I am. And I got the question for the city, I guess. Didn't we turn down the same thing several years ago where they wanted to put a same kind of facility right straight there on the road on East Tubbs Smith and Hospital?
Are you talking about the same property?
No, across the street
across
from this property.
Across the street from the property.
It wasn't while I was here, so I'm not.
Yeah, they did. They tried to put one in then, and that's when all the 14 houses come and wanted no part of it at that time.
I have a question for you.
Sure.
I'm looking at the picture of the entrance into the animal facility, which has been there as a non-conforming use since zoning went into place here in Tomball. Are you planning to use the current driveway that's there, or are you going to actually move that driveway?
No, that driveway will stay, because whoever...
Whatever business you put in
yes,
that place.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So where are you going to put this other driveway?
To the west of that. On the, yeah, I think I included let me
show me where it's at.
Okay, but that's not west.
Okay,
so you're talking, putting it on this side here, essentially, is what you're telling me?
East is here, west is here.
Okay. I don't want to look at this, okay? So I know what you're saying, but what I'm looking at is the picture. So from looking here, if this is going to stay here, where do you plan to put the other driveway?
To the west, on this side.
Okay. Thank you.
Does your property go all the way to Rudolph?
No.
Oh, it doesn't? It stops?
No, it stops, yeah.
But this, I saw this, and this red.
Here we go. Let me show you. The property goes here. There's Rudolph there. So there's, between me and Rudolph, there's this vacant 2.2 acres in a drainage ditch. And this guy owns all of these tracts, and he lives in Las Vegas. He's just an investor. He wants to, in fact, he supported it too, and he wants all these properties to go to commercial.
Okay.
Any more questions?
I have a question for the city. And you touched on it briefly, that we approved several months ago that other storage unit further down East Tubbs Smith. Did we approve that for commercial use?
It was actually already zoned general retail. Many warehouse / self-storage, which is the land use that Mr. Lance would be classified as, is allowed with a conditional use permit in general retail, and so we approved the commission approved the conditional use permit.
Okay.
Right.
It was grandfathered in.
Yeah.
Now I remember.
Yeah.
Yes and no. It was a CUP.
Yeah.
It was being approved.
It wasn't a rezoning. It was already zoned general retail.
It was. Yeah. It was a different zoning district that required a CUP.
Lance, that's a different case.
Yeah. Well, the thing is,
so
you know,
the
what
property was zoned commercial already. It was just a different use within this district itself. Okay. But unlike this, which is a non-conforming use, which has to actually apply for zoning once that use ceases, and it's ceasing with the abandoned animals.
Although it's always been in use as commercial from the beginning. So that's kind of, you know, like what is a potato chip factory or a resale shop? Isn't that commercial?
Yeah. We go based on the use that's there today,
right,
which is a abandoned animal rescue. And our code states that that use can change since it's grandfathered, it's vested, it's a legal non-conforming use by our code. So it can stay there, it can become other things that are of equal intensity to the land use that's there today. It just can't become more intense, and it can't expand in nature without a rezoning.
Right.
And it's the expansion that triggers this.
So, Okay, are there any other questions or anything anybody has? Thank you very much. Okay. Everybody got all their questions answered? I'm assuming.
Okay. Sorry.
If you've got all your questions answered, then okay. Discussion's over. Please enter your vote now.
Is there any other discussion since that?
No, ma'am.
Motion fails. 4 votes no, 1 vote yes.
Okay. 5.7, consideration to approve zoning case P17-0145. Request by the City of Tomball to amend Sections 50-115 of the Tomball Court of Ordinances in regard to refuse areas. Staff, could we have a report, please?
Okay, so just to run you through kind of the background of how we got here. In October, the Planning and Zoning Commission and City Council heard the first text amendment for refuse areas, which required a masonry rule. Excuse me, and Council also added what we call the 25% rule, which states that if a site or structure is altered by more than 25%, a dumpster enclosure must be added. So that happened in October. So this proposed amendment tonight, excuse me, will require the gates as recommended by the commission and back in October. It will also require the gates to remain closed. It also adds non-conforming language, and it also requires existing dumpsters on an existing site that don't have enclosures to add an enclosure if they choose to add an enclosure. Add a masonry enclosure. It's confusing. Okay. Let's just run through it. I know it's kind of hard to see up there with the red. What's underlined in white is what was previously approved in October. So we added the masonry wall, and we added some of this down here where it says the standards within this section shall apply to, ignoring the red, a waste and recycle dumpster or permanent roll-off added to a site, and in the case of an addition to a structure or site that alters such structure or site by greater than 25%. So tonight we're taking out the optional gate and saying it must be required and shall remain closed at all times except when in use. And then we're also at the bottom requiring all new enclosures added to a site. So sorry, I explained it kind of bad. If an existing commercial...
Listen.
If an existing commercial site has an existing dumpster and they just want to add an enclosure, we're addressing it to say that they must be masonry. They can't be fences.
Okay.
And then that any site shall be deemed abandoned by Section 50-31C must comply with the provisions of this section. And that section is a non-conforming section, which deems a site abandoned if it ceases to operate for 180 days. That's it.
Is there a motion to approve? Oops, forgot. Public hearing on zoning case P17-0145 is now called to order. Let the record show the time is now 6:44. Is there anybody here that would like to speak regarding the request? You will have 3 minutes to speak. Please state your name and address for the record. Whenever you speak. Okay. Since there are no additional comments, public hearing is now closed. The time is now 6:45. May I have a motion to approve zoning case P17-0145?
I'll make the motion to approve.
Thank you, Commissioner Dunnigan. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there any discussion or questions?
Yeah. Did they not put on here about the type of gate it had to be this time? Because I thought they brought that up. It had to be either a wood gate or a screen gate.
We didn't talk materials.
Mm-mm. So you didn't talk, that's not going to be brought
up? As long as it's a gate.
Just as long as it's a gate?
Yes.
So
an old plate gate where you can't see through it, is that correct? Because see, that's what I thought they brought up in the city council when I was there.
Yeah, I was there too.
They didn't want you to see in there.
I think you guys brought up, if I recall right, you guys brought up a plate gate and they did not.
Okay. I'm surprised.
I'm going out of memory.
So did they not say anything about what kind of materials the gates would be out of?
why would you put a gate up just to screen gate? You can still see through it.
Sure. I mean, it's a good point.
We can rec.
You can make that. Right. You can make that change to the recommendation if you want to.
Yes, sir. I want to make the recommendation that we don't have.
But we don't have a motion yet.
We don't have a motion, so whoever makes the motion. Can
make that. Oh, wait, I do have a motion. He made the motion.
You can amend your motion then.
Yes, you can amend. I'm sorry.
Amend the motion to saying that it has to be an oblique gate.
Oblique?
Opaque. Say an oblique or baked.
Oblique would be a very funny
a
shape.
A solid gate where I can't see through
the thing.
It's a
muscle on your side, I think.
Okay, so you want it to be a
coach.
What word would be best for him to use?
Opaque.
Okay, but opaque can mean somebody could put one of those screen gates up there and just put those little vinyl strips through, right?
Yes, no. Opaque. So.
That's fine with me. As long as you can't see through it and see the dumpster.
It'll look ugly. Fine. Okay,
can
opaque.
Can I hear the second?
I
do. Do you agree to amend your second?
I'll agree to amend my second.
Oblique or oblique?
Oblique.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay. One you can't see through better.
Okay.
Sorry about that, guys.
That's all right. You got me confused. Okay. Is there any other changes or questions anybody has to ask? Do you want to add material type or anything like that? Concrete block?
Nope.
Okay.
I ain't opening my mouth again.
Please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. Is there a motion to approve adjournment?
Motion to approve adjournment.
Thank second. You, Commissioner Anderson. Is there a second?
Second.
Third. Fourth.
Who said second?
Will.
Thank you, Commissioner Benson. Please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
Okay, the meeting is now adjourned. The time is 6:48 p.m. Thank you all for your service. We'll see you next year. Everybody have a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Hanukkah,
nope, not this
whatever
time.
You're doing.
I'll see you next year.